Today, 10 April 2020, Pope Francis took Lorena Bianchetti by surprise, who opened the microphones in the studio during the broadcast, ASUA Imagine, on Rai Uno. The pontiff intervened to send a message to all people, who are forced home for the lockdown against the COVID-19 pandemic, but also to express condolences for all the many deaths, which grow day by day, from the virus. Lorena, how are you? Did you recognize the voice? Began Pope Francis. Bianchetti, surprised in the face, replied, I recognized the voice. We thank you, above all because you are participating in such a paternal way in our sufferings. For a few short minutes, the Pope intervened to remember the victims and all the people who are fighting against the coronavirus. I think of the crucified Lord and the many stories of men crucified by this pandemic. I am thinking of doctors, nurses, nuns, priests, who died on the front as soldiers. They gave their lives out of love. Resistant like Mary under the crosses, they and their communities in hospitals, taking care of the sick. Maybe there are also crucifixes who die for love, and this thought comes to me at this moment. The Pope then concluded with affection, I want to tell you that I love you, everyone. To the victims of this pandemic, to the pain of the world, but with a look towards hope. Easter exists in resurrection and peace. It is the compromise of love. This comforts us and gives us strength. A unique television event that sees the Pope now lined up on the front line to give a message of hope and stay as close as possible to the faithful. In a few hours, the Pope will be busy with the Via Crucis, which obviously will not involve the participation of the faithful. This year there will be no traditional procession to the Colosseum, but everything will be celebrated from 9 p.m. on the churchyard of St. Peter's Basilica, just like last March 27, with images that have now become historic. The function will be broadcast worldwide. Pope Francis will begin already at 18 with the celebration of the Passion of the Lord.